team that everybody kind of puts on a pedestal?
Well, I think they strive for perfection every year. I mean, bottom line is that's what they do. They've been a model franchise as far as going out, winning ball games, not letting themselves be satisfied with wins, which is what we've got to do around here now.
They're one of these teams that, other than Brady, and that's a heck of an other than Brady, they never seem to have that superstar, but yet that offense always seems to work. What do they do right?
Well, I think it's just guys going out there and working every single day. I mean, you hear from guys that come around the league from New England that, that they go out and they work every day as if, they're starting over fresh every week. And, that's what you got to do in this league. You can't worry about last week. You can't worry about next week. You just got to concentrate on the task at hand, and that's what we got
to
do.
It's key to getting to Tom Brady.
Just keep working, man. I mean, bottom line is he's going to do a lot of things as far as getting the ball out quick and trying to frustrate your pass rush, not allowing you to get there. But when he does hold that ball, some of those times you just got to keep working and try to get there and be smart about it. And he's not a guy that obviously is going to be a mobile guy and try to run around and things like that. But he's smart. He knows how to stay in the pocket. He knows how to move around in the pocket in order to escape pressure.
Is there excitement for you guys, or is it a headache to be going to the new home for a couple of years here?
It doesn't matter. It's a football field. We got to play no matter where it's at. And I think it's an exciting time because anytime you play in a new venue, it's pretty cool. But I think we've done a good job of playing two home games there in the preseason. We've gotten kind of a feel for it. So we're just excited about bringing it home in front of our fans and seeing what our fans give us on Sunday.
What do you think about that locker room over there?
It's a pretty sweet locker room, without a doubt. I mean, it's just a tad bit bigger than the Metrodome, so we're pretty happy about it.
Brian, it's just a little bit different, only being one game, but kind of good to see that Miami was able to exploit the offensive line of New England, so you can kind of say, hey, look, they are vulnerable. We can get to these guys.
Well, I mean, bottom line is what Miami did was they stopped their running game, got them behind, and they had to pass the ball. And, that's what you have to do in this league. You have to stop everybody's running game, get them into a one-dimension offense where you can pin your ears back and go after them. If not, you're going to stay off balance as a defense because they're going to be able to run the ball. They're going to be able to play action pass, drop back pass, and you're not going to know exactly what's happening.